This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is BFM 89.9, the business station. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Audrey and Frida. And we are asking you, should outlets refuse customers who aren't abiding by current SOPs? Get in touch with us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Also on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. We'll get to your comments and the poll numbers in just a bit. But first, the much awaited story that's going to end the show on a positive note.
I'll try to do this every day. So this is a story that came up BBC a while back, but this was five firms booming despite the long. Some are not surprises. Mm. And this is, of course, out from the UK. But one was this company called Stitch and Story. So it started by these two girls, Jennifer Lam and Jen Huang in the UK. So they started a sewing company. Right. So you can buy your materials, right, with a name like Stitch and Story 7 years ago. And because of this, I think people were getting tired of too much screen time and it was something to do. And their business went up by 800% increase in March compared to last year.
So you can buy materials from them and then they will sew it according to your design, is it?
And so you can, you know, so people were looking at doing things like this. The young ones were looking at doing things like, so that's their target audience. So, you know, you see these old hobbies coming about. So, and I think when you hear these stories, like, hopefully you get some ideas on what people can do. And even to do something right now, and let's hope there's not another one of this lockdown, but, you know, this is something to look at. The other one was a Fitron and Sculpt, which is a fitness company. We also see that happening here. So this is fitness entrepreneur Chrissy Sella launched her app-based workout and nutrition guide as a subscription service in January 2019 with the aim of creating a global community of like-minded women. So, of course, that saw an increase as well. And I think we hear these stories here. Another one, which is probably my favorite, Laithwaite's Wines. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So they, the company said it has seen a big rise in sales of Prosecco, up 117% year on year during April. And so people are on Zoom having a glass with friends, and the smaller formats are a little bit more sociable. So they are seeing an increase in wine. And you know, I obviously, like, during that period as well, talking to friends, right, I didn't want to do this by myself. Like, but when friends together, like, okay, you know, let's have a chat and all. So that's one area. I think that also has increased. Yeah. Netflix is another one. No surprises. So I won't go through that. And another one was Boohoo.
What's Boohoo?
Boohoo is very, so obviously some global supply chains have been affected, but they provide products where people are staying more at home. So it's like pajamas, hoodies, joggers, tracksuit bottoms. People see that they're more at home. So I found myself buying like a more t-shirts because I'm staying more at home and you want to be comfortable at home.
I've always wondered, because I know what your calendar is like, Frida. You know, you're a social butterfly. And so I've always wondered if Frida owned like homeware, or is it just gym attire and like office wear and the stuff that, you know, the beautiful clothes that you have and that we can see
at
events.
This period saw an increase in purchases. 100-fold.
Yeah. I remember what Rich said when he read the story. He said, you know, so after the guilt of binging on wine and Netflix, you can now knit a sweater and hit the virtual gym. So that kind of ties up all these five firms together.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right.
So anyway, these are some ideas that you can look at. And I think people are into crafts and a little bit more into that, you know, during this period, right? Rather than going out and going to outlets and not wearing your masks.
Yes. So coming back to that, should outlets refuse customers who aren't abiding by current SOPs? Let's look at the final results of our poll. We've got 98% of responses saying yes, they should refuse customers who aren't abiding by current SOPs, as opposed to 2%. It's the same on Instagram as well. And we have a few more comments to read from Twitter. So I'm just going to go through that very quickly. We've got one here from Yi Yu who says, just scan with My Sejahtera apps or Sri Lanka apps. Need to record our temperature or not? Have to record our contact details too? How about going into shops in malls? What's the latest SOP for outlets? Oh boy, I'm confused and lost. Yeah, now, you know, those are some Good questions there. We also have another one from Sui Chuan Ku who says, the real question is, can they afford to get shut down for 2 weeks for just because of violating SOPs? Strict enforcement, that's the key. We agree.
Right. And just one from Maggie Bess here. Both business outlets and the customers should be held accountable, penalized for not complying. So, and food outlets should also pay attention to non-complying riders.
Right.
Food delivery riders, because these delivery service companies also should provide masks for their workers. These riders come into contact with all and sundry, a very risky thing for them. So that's another thing to look at.
Right. So that was our main story of the day. Should outlets refuse customers who aren't abiding by current SOPs? We also had that story about if the gig economy has compromised our immune system. And of course, our final story was?
Five companies that were doing well. This is in the UK because of the lockdown.
Yeah, so coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin, we have the Breakfast Grill replay. And on the grill this morning was Lim Ming Chang, the CEO of LKL International Berhad. Now, LKL's stock is up 6 times since end March on the back of a boom in revenue due to COVID-19. But is this sustainable? Roshan Kanesan caught up with Mr. Lim Ming Chang. Stay tuned for that replay happening after the 1 p.m. bulletin. On behalf of Frida Liu and myself, Audrey Raj, thank you for listening. We'll be back again same time tomorrow on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.